USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The TSA is offering advice to those traveling through airport security this holiday weekend. TSA spokesperson Lisa Farbstein saying travelers should arrive at least 90 minutes ahead of their scheduled flight time. Farbstein saying TSA crews are fully staffed and ready to keep people moving through security, but she's cautioning passengers to pack their patients in case of flight delays, which have been a common issue this year. President Biden is walking back previous comments he made about MAGA Republicans. One night after he delivered a primetime speech at Philadelphia's Independence Hall, Biden says he doesn't believe any person who supports former President Trump is a threat to the United States. The college football playoff is set to expand from 4 teams to 12. The new model will start in 2026. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Michael Regan is advocating for nuclear power, meeting Friday with his Japanese counterpart in Tokyo.
Investments in nuclear technology and carbon capture will complement the enormous potential for renewable energy like wind, solar, and battery storage.
Despite years of criticism of nuclear power by environmentalists, Regan says President Biden believes in an all-hands-on-deck approach involving nuclear power and other energy sources as part of his plan to reduce emissions. Former President Trump will be in Pennsylvania this weekend. Trump is expected to speak at the Mohican Sun Arena in Wilkes-Barre on Saturday. The Trump campaign says he'll speak in support of Doug Mastriano's campaign for governor and Dr. Mehmet Oz for the U.S. Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott's policy of busing illegal immigrants to Democrat-run cities has drawn intense criticism from their mayors. However, the Attorney General for Texas, Ken Paxton, tells Fox News he expects his state to continue the practice.
I would not be surprised to see him send people to other cities to give them just a touch of what Texas and Arizona have to deal with every day. And it's really just a touch. It's nothing like what we actually have to deal with, since we're getting about 5,000 a day.
Chicago became the latest sanctuary city to receive buses of illegal immigrants sent from Texas. The Defense Department released a report on Thursday that indicated an increase in sexual assault victims among women in the military. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says this is a priority for the president, as one sexual assault is too many.
The president has been clear about making sure we implement real change to rid our ranks of this crime. That is why he signed an executive order in January 2022 making sexual harassment a named military offense.
The defense in the Parkland, Florida school shooter sentencing phase is continuing to paint a picture of a child with serious behavioral issues. During visits to Nicholas Cruz's home in 2013, behavioral health case manager Tiffany Forrest remembers seeing damaged walls and furniture. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.